With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Hurricane Beryl is roaring towards Mexico after leaving destruction in Jamaica and the Eastern Caribbean.
Hurricane Beryl weakened overnight but remains a Category 3 storm as it rumbles by south of the Cayman Islands with winds of 120 miles per hour.
Heavy rainfall, flooding, major hurricane force winds.
National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan.
Hurricane warnings are in effect for Little Cayman, Cayman Brac, and Grand Cayman. And then thinking farther downstream, Beryl is going to move towards the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico and then across into the Gulf of Mexico and potentially threaten northeastern Mexico and South Texas.
The storm ripped off roofs in the Grenadines and jumbled fishing boats in Barbados before lashing Jamaica. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNews.com, after meeting with President Biden at the White House, New York Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul said the president is committed to his candidacy.
President Joe Biden is in it to win it. And all of us said we pledged our support to him because the stakes could not be higher.
Meanwhile, the latest New York Times Siena College poll shows a widening lead for Donald Trump, and majorities of every demographic group saying Joe Biden is too old to be effective. According to the Times poll, the president is losing support from young voters and Hispanic voters. Meanwhile, a new Wall Street Journal poll shows Trump with a 6-point lead nationally, and 80% of respondents saying that President Biden is too old to run for a second term. British voters picking a new government in a parliamentary election that is widely expected to bring the opposition Labour Party to power. A jaded electorate is delivering its verdict on Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's Conservative Party, which has been in power since 2010. This is SRN News. The Church of England headed for a split.
An alliance of conservative clergy and laymen are warning Anglican leaders not to adopt special services for the blessing of same-sex marriages. The denomination's General Synod begins Friday, and it is feared that the services will be adopted without debate and outside of the usual parliamentary process. The Conservatives say if that happens, they will form, quote, a new de facto parallel province within the Church of England. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court will consider two challenges to a 175-year-old law that bans abortion. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin challenging the statute, claiming that the Wisconsin Constitution's declaration that people have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness invalidates the ban. A Republican prosecutor has also asked the Supreme Court to overturn a Dane County judge's ruling that the law only prohibits feticide, not abortions. This is SRN News. Florida Congressman Michael Watt says President Biden's leadership is partly to blame for a recruiting shortfall in the armed forces.
We are facing a recruiting crisis.
And Congressman Waltz says it's the worst crisis since the U.S. instituted an all-volunteer force.
Yeah, just the Army alone is down 45,000 soldiers.
Watching President Biden's debate performance, Waltz says he imagined being a parent whose son or daughter was considering a career in the military.
My first instinct was that would be my son or daughter's commander-in-chief. Heck no.
A retired colonel and former Green Beret, Congressman Waltz, was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
A 23-year-old Oakland man, Jawan Kelly, has been charged in connection with a mass shooting that wounded 14 at a Juneteenth celebration last month. More details at SRNNews.com.